Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Okay, so we have found one professor in the United States of America, right? I doubt there are two. We'd know about it if there were. One professor at Georgia Gwinnett College, Lee.
Mm-hmm.
And they're trying to get him fired. You're going to love this story. I'm going to see this guy on Fox. He is a, and I know this is crazy, right? A legal immigrant to the country.
Okay, a legal immigrant.
Legal.
Right, okay.
Like an actual legal, I mean, that's crazy.
In other words, he followed the law.
I know. Why you would do that, I have no idea.
Came in the front door. Paid all the fees and went through the whole process.
Right. They're very rare. You hardly ever hear about them anyway. All right, so, and he is understandably steamed, given the number of years it took him, that people are coming here illegally. I don't know why. Seems like a perfectly normal reaction, but the kids at Georgia Gwinnett College are outraged. In his economy class, he teaches about illegal immigration,
right.
and that's not all he teaches, it's just part of it, and how it negatively impacts the economy,
right?
Which is very well documented.
Right.
He says, I'm against political correctness. I speak truth to power in class. My students learn about the financial drain of illegal immigration on the economy and the high crime rates of illegal immigrants, Zhao said in a social media post. My students are woke and are overwhelmingly against illegal immigration after taking my class. he told the Atlanta Constitution Journal, if you are going to reward illegal immigrants, there will be more illegal immigrants. All very radical statements.
Yeah, really.
It's very radical. anyway, his students are trying to get him fired for speaking out against illegal immigration, which last time I checked was illegal.
Right. In other words,
still.
Yeah. Well.
Okay. So we have not, last time, unless there's been some breaking news, we have not changed the laws of this country to make illegal immigration legal, right? You just walk over the border, right? It's not legal, right? So you're speaking out against crime. And that
is a crime.
Is a crime. Wow. Okay.
Sound like a bunch of snowflakes down there.
Yeah. Now, I mean, it's not like other professors don't inject politics into their classes, right?
Oh, really?
Never happens,
right?
Perish
the thought.
Yeah. Well, here's some of what you might hear from Georgia Gwinnett College professor Feng Zhao, a legal immigrant. And God forbid, self-proclaimed and identified Republican from China.
Oh, well, then, see, there's his problem.
Yeah, see, there's, yes, this is highly problematic. And I love the way that he puts this.
I teach students the difference between legal and illegal immigration. So lumping legal and illegal immigration together is not only wrong, it's deeply offensive. It's like lumping pharmacists and drug dealers together and calling an illegal immigrant a, quote, undocumented immigrant is like calling a drug dealer, quote, an unlicensed pharmacist or a student who intentionally cheated on a test, a, quote, answer key borrower.
Brilliant.
Yes.
Absolutely brilliant. Nailed it.
No, but he gets
I'm impressed.
Oh, that was, I know, it's awesome. But he gets it. That he's like, wait a minute. And you gotta ask this with the left. Okay, if we're going to tolerate this law breaking and celebrate it, and you're not allowed to speak against it, then why do we have beef with anyone who'd cheat on their test? Why do we have problems with drug dealers? I mean, where does it end?
Mm-hmm.
And with the left, that's always a good question. He continues.
The United States has 12 million illegal immigrants. No other country on earth has 12 million illegal immigrants and gives birthright citizenship to the children of illegal immigrants. So if you look at Canada, you look at Australia, they have a merit-based immigration system that gives priority to those with college degrees, English-speaking skills, and job skills that can contribute to their economy. So they have very few illegal immigrants.
Yeah. I mean, there's nothing this guy said that is not true.
Well, this
so
is
far.
So controversial that it cannot be spoken aloud. at Georgia Gwinnett College.
I love the way he used the term truth to power because that's the liberal catchphrase.
Right, right.
And he's right. He's absolutely right.
Yep. But this is apparently problematic, so they're trying to get him fired. I mean, are we literally at the point now where you can't speak negatively about illegal immigration?
Yes, we are. We absolutely are. Where we are in this country now, and this carries over to a couple of other stories. I was back in the newsroom and just happened to be monitoring part of Fox News Channel. They had some Republican on who was talking. His concern was about the potential congressional regulation of social media, and he was arguing against it. He said, "I'd much rather." His problem, well, what he's pointing out is that you cannot say anything that a leftist disagrees with in this country. Now, that only goes one way. The right is not trying to stop the left from speaking. The right is not trying to stop any liberal from expressing their viewpoint.
No.
That is not happening. It is not happening. But what is happening over and over and over again is the lawsuits, the social shaming, so many other things that are being done by leftist progressive secularists who will not allow someone with a differing opinion to speak their opinion, violating the First Amendment, which they used to defend.
Have you noticed that this has only become a problem as what as what the left believes has become so radical that only tiny percentages of Americans support it,
mm-hmm.
that the more radical they get and the less able they are to defend their points of view, the more they have resorted to calling everyone a racist and trying to get right. them fired or booted off of social media.
Well, look what's happened to people who tried to show up and espouse a conservative viewpoint on college campuses across the country. Violence breaks out. And it's not yeah. from the right defending the people to speak. It's from the left trying to stop them.
Texter writes, how long do you think it will be before the MSM, that's mainstream media, starts referring to drug dealers as unlicensed pharmacists?
Yeah, exactly. That's probably going to happen today after this.
Texter writes, I give it 6 weeks. You want the over or under? No, if an illegal immigrant is merely an undocumented migrant, then why isn't a drug dealer an unlicensed pharmacist? And further, if they're just an unlicensed pharmacist, that just shows they've only lost their license. You know, I'm undocumented. I was undocumented for a while. I lost my Social Security card. But then when I got it back, I was documented again, right? So, I mean, if you're a drug dealer, you should tell the cops, I am an unlicensed pharmacist.
So I guess a prostitute would be a non-marital entrepreneur.
Yeah, sure. Why not? But isn't that criminal? Well, no, we don't feel it
should
be criminal.
Well, New York State's working on that.
Oh, I'm glad you brought that up. Did you see?
Yes!
The debauchery never ends.
Yeah, we can't declaw a cat, but hey, if you want to pay for prostitutes, you know, that go to New York. They'll let you,
yeah,
apparently.
I meant to bring that up. You can't. They don't want you to be able to declaw a cat in New York because it causes too much pain. But killing the baby on the day of its birth
that
is
makes
okay.
No
that's
right.
That's,
yeah,
that makes
yeah.
total sense.
Exactly.
You got to wonder, Lee. I mean, I say this all the time. What level of debauchery will we be at?
I don't think
in
we've,
5 years from now.
That scares me to think about that because we're very quickly approaching bottom. When you think about the abortion rights arguments, when you think about what you can and can't say according to the left, what you can and cannot do, the demonization of our founding fathers, the demonization of capitalism, the demonization of our Constitution, I think we're quickly approaching the bottom.
And it's amazing what you can't say. I mean, when you literally have the governor of Texas being called a homophobe because he signed a bill that says, governments in Texas cannot discriminate against businesses based on the owner's religious beliefs or who they donate to.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that covered everybody. That covered Christians like Chick-fil-A, like the owners of Chick-fil-A. But it also covered, you know, if you want to donate to the Temple of Satan, God forbid, to cross myself.
Yes.
I've just polluted the air in here by even saying that word. You can do that, too. I mean, this is everybody. It's just you want to give to the Buddhist temple. Awesome. Do that.
And let's.
I mean, you want to get a local mosque. Do that. I mean, and that is homophobia now when we include Christians.
And point out that the business that they're talking about has not denied service to any homosexuals, has not denied employment to any homosexuals, period. None of that's happened. It is simply because these people oppose the religious beliefs that were espoused in an interview years ago from the now deceased founder of the organization.
And when their other argument is they gave to the Salvation Army.
Wow. Yeah, that's...
I mean, it's not like Salvation Army is some kind of radical anti-LGBT organization. They're very mainstream.
Well, I quite honestly think they're the left of mainstream, but... Anyway.
Well, yeah, but to the left, they're far right. I mean, that's how out to lunch these people are. They're just, I mean, every day it's crazy. And then I know where this is going. I saw this yesterday. I made a big deal about it. Did you see the British government, the UK government, commissioned a study of pedophiles and what to do with them? You know where this is headed. They hired a left-wing group, and the left-wing group recommended we just allow them to watch the kiddie porn. We don't really prosecute that. Well, doesn't that re-victimize and humiliate children in the kiddie porn?
Yes.
I mean, that's a crime to create the kiddie porn.
Right.
It should be absolutely destroyed when it's discovered because... I mean, can you imagine knowing the kiddie porn of you is out there and thousands of sex offenders are watching it? How horrific that would be. And their recommendation to the government is what we need to do is just stop prosecuting them if they're only watching the kiddie porn. And we'll put them through a 4-hour class and then just let them go.
Right.
You know where this is going, don't you?
Yeah.
They're going to tell us that pedophilia is an orientation. Mm-hmm, You're born that way. We have to respect that.
Yep.
I know it sounds radical. Just wait. This is where they're going. And why not, Lee? I mean, look, the left has one ideology, and that is math. They count votes, right? I mean, did you just see the Trump DOJ just busted 1,400 sex offenders in one fell swoop? I mean, Democrats are looking at that and like, damn, that's a lot of votes. We got to go get that.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Going to jump on the Ingalls Advantage talk line with Brian in Fountain Inn. Are you there, Brian?
Yeah, good morning. How are you?
Good. Okay, that's a color I've never seen before. I didn't know if you were on the air. Okay, yeah, what's on your mind?
Well, it's going back to what y'all were saying about how the left wants to shut down speech. You know, you see it all the time with the tech companies, YouTube, now Pinterest. Pinterest, they have, you know Project Veritas.
Yeah.
Okay, their latest video, somebody from Pinterest come with evidence showing how, I forgot the name of the site, but it's a anti-abortion or it's a pro-life site. And now they've categorized that when you search for it as a porn site, you know, put it in there so it'll be blocked. He showed how words and phrases and stuff associated with conservative YouTubers like Ben Shapiro and stuff like that are blocked. And it's all, and I mean, he's got all the documentation in the latest video, how they're silencing conservatives doing this. And Steven Crowder, I don't know if you know Steven Crowder, watch any of his videos. Vox was complaining to YouTube about him, and now they've demonetized him, even though he didn't break any of the rules. I mean, they just shut him down slowly, slowly, slowly.
And you got to look, okay, we're looking, I think the problem is that conservatives have looked at this wrong, Brian. You're looking at it as free speech. When you look at a Laura Loomer or a Steven Crowder or any of these people, and Alex Jones, they're not just commentators who fire off at the mouth. They make their money. They are a business. They make their money on YouTube, on Facebook, like that. So when they're being shut down, yeah, their speech is being taken away from them as their deplatformed. Their businesses are being stolen from them.
I know.
For having the wrong political view, which is exactly, if you look at it, what has happened to Facebook in Texas that Governor Abbott just corrected.
Yeah, I agree.
And when you look at it from a business perspective, I feel this as a journalist. I mean, it is amazing to me to see Creative Loafing where, I mean, Creative Loafing used to be 60, 70 pages long, had a full newsroom. And that was like 15 years ago, right? Well, now it's a purely online publication. And there's two people that put it together. Why? Because all of the revenue was taken by social media. In fact, there was a study out the other day, half of the revenue that used to go to media outlets across the country, whether it's ABC News, your local newspaper, you know, your local rag like Creative Loafing was, half of that money is gone. It is in the social media coffers now, right? And they make that money off of taking the news product produced by what reporters are left and monetizing it for themselves, right? So they now control, they control the gateway to the newsroom. Before, if you had enough money, you could open a newspaper, and if people wanted to read it, awesome, you'd succeed. If they didn't, you wouldn't. That's fair. That's capitalism. Now they close, they slam the gateway shut, and they profit off the articles. And so if they're going to decide who gets to be a reporter and who gets to own a news business, no matter how much money you have to invest, we've never experienced that in this country since its founding. That is antitrust. Go ahead.
John Stossel did a report on citizen journalism. I mean, in the wake of the way the media is now, social media plays such a big role in getting Donald Trump elected, because that's a lot of ways the only truth can get out, you know, through social media. What you see, what you hear in opposition of what they're putting up as truth. And slowly they're trying to just weed everybody out, to shut everybody down, shut everybody out.
Yep. And keep in mind, they're not just shutting out voices. These are businesses they're shutting down.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Well, that's all I had for you.
Well, thank you, Brian. And you've brought this up. This is kind of going to be a preview, because I'm going to do a big thing on this. I've been cutting audio like a madwoman on this. I'm going to do a bigger thing on this later this week, but I want to just tease it a little bit, because you got to understand what is at stake here. Hold on, Chris. Let's hold off for a second. This is Laura Loomer. I've talked to you a lot about Laura Loomer, because she had a large business online. She had 265,000 followers just on Twitter, huge Facebook following. She made her living entirely from the internet, and she made the mistake of calling Ilhan Omar correctly an anti-Semite. Laura Loomer is not just conservative, she's Jewish. Think about this. We are shutting down a Jew who accurately called out an anti-Semite. Well, later on, the Democrats were forced to denounce Ilhan Omar, if only tepidly. But she lost everything for criticizing Ilhan Omar, which Nancy Pelosi was later forced to do, but she didn't lose her Twitter account. Okay, here's what's at stake here. She's not just lost her account. She's not just lost her account. That is only part of it. It's this. She has been destroyed. She has been destroyed personally. Because listen to what happens once they do this to you. She's been called a white supremacist. It's not true. She's been called a neo-Nazi. Absolutely not true. Lies. But you have no platform to respond. So what happens when now you can't pay all your bills? Gotta go get a job. What do employers do? They look online. She can't get a job.
You feel demoralized. Where am I going to work? Who's going to hire me? I mean, I can't go into the real world and just get a regular job. I can't do that, because the left has, you know, created this narrative that I'm a Nazi, that I'm a white supremacist. And anybody in the real world, if I were to say, I don't want to be Laura Loomer, the conservative journalist, I want to be Laura Loomer, a regular person, I could not live in regular society, because the left has depersoned me the same way that they have depersoned Alex Jones and Roger Stone and Milo Yiannopoulos and many others.
So think about what this does real quick, Brian, just to wrap this up. And we're going to do a huge thing. I'm going to do an hour on this later on this week. Because these are the exact same tactics the Stasi used. They even had a word for them, and I'm going to prove it. But think about what this says to you, okay? If, don't even start a business online if you are a right winger. Don't even start a commentary business online because you will be depersoned. And not only will you lose that business, not only might we take it at any time, but you will be so destroyed and damaged after the lies that we tell about you that you will not be able to work in any industry anywhere ever again. You will not be able to own a business selling widgets anywhere ever again. I mean, maybe you get plastic surgery and change your name, perhaps. That's the size of the obstacle they are putting in front of not just free speech, but again, a business. She was a journalist. She was the first to report accurately on Ilhan Omar's anti-Semitism, and she paid with it. She paid for it with her business and her life, really. In terms of her work life, her career, it's over. It's done. She's had a lot. Good luck. I mean, honestly, good luck getting a job as a waitress after that. What, you want to hire a neo-Nazi? I want to have leftists outside your Chili's restaurant chanting in the parking lot? Honest to God, where would you go work at this point? Maybe do sex work in New York. I don't know. If they let you.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously. But shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
You got to love this. You know, I got to ask a question. I mean, Joe Biden is promising to cure cancer, right?
A lofty goal, nonetheless.
Yeah. If Joe Biden can cure cancer, right? I mean, not himself personally, but he can get it cured, right? Just if you elect him, he'll get it cured. I mean, he's been in government for 40 years. Is it not his fault that people are still dying of cancer?
Well, now there you go.
I mean, the way he put this, I cut the audio because I know people would hear this and think, oh, come on, you must be exaggerating. I mean, Joe Biden really promised to cure cancer. You must be twisting his words. No, this sounds quite deranged. This is what he said.
I promise you, if I'm elected president, you're going to see the single most important thing that changes America is we're going to cure cancer. You think I'm... But that's another issue.
So it was straight up. It wasn't, you know.
Maybe he'll retract that next week like he did on his China comments.
See, that was incredible, too. I mean, you know, you can flip-flop on some stuff like the Hyde Amendment. I've been against forcing people to pay for other people's abortions for 40 years, but now I'm for it.
Yeah.
Okay. But, I mean, China, our friends or our enemy?
Come on, man.
Only our biggest geopolitical foe on the planet.
Right.
And, like, this is not hard. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is not one of those things you're on one side or the other. You know, we all, until a couple of weeks ago, pretty much agreed, Democrats and Republicans alike, that China is not good. China's not good for the U.S. China is not our friend, right? And so, I mean, to step on something as big as China and to say this.
China is going to eat our lunch? Come on, man. They're not bad folks, but guess what? They're not competition for us.
And then say this.
China poses real challenges to the United States and some ways a real threat to the United States.
That's Joe Biden's heckle and jide, Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde moment there.
Wow. I mean, in just a couple of weeks, this is our biggest foe on Earth right now, aside from maybe like ISIS. And you can't figure out if they're our enemy or not?
Or even competition.
It's stunning.
Yeah.
I mean, this goes beyond partisanship, right? This is not, you know, a sleazy politician trying to maneuver to get donations or votes. Well, I mean, it is.
Yeah.
But
yes, it is.
This is there's some fundamental, very basic truth that if you can't see them as a human being and it confuses you, you have no business being in power. And this is wow.
Well, I mean, it makes you wonder if he has any real beliefs. I mean, there are certain core beliefs that you should have, whether you're a liberal or a conservative or whatever. And if you can't figure out the relationship between the U.S. and China economically, diplomatically, and militarily, and within the course of a week reverse that decision, or at least the statement, I'm sorry. Maybe Cory Booker and Kamala Harris and Pete Buttigieg are looking a little better.
Saner, I guess, would be the operative word.
I wouldn't go that far.
Well, saner.
Okay,
no,
okay, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I said saner. Saner.
A less degree of
insanity.
Insanity, exactly.
Okay. Rick in Greenville is on the line. Hey, Rick.
Good morning, Terry Lee. Very much enjoy the show. I have a day off, so I get to listen to all of it instead of my 20-minute commute. So it's a nice day for me. It's very much for what you do. Very briefly, you know, the term out of the 60s, radicalism, was by any means necessary. They really mean it. And what they do to Laura Loomer is exactly what they mean, by any means necessary. Analogous situation, I was watching Johnny Deutsch on Joe Scarborough, which I do occasionally. They were discussing Hope Hicks refusing to obey the congressional subpoena. And they outright said, well, you know, she's in the communications business. If she's smart, she'll get in line and come in and tell us what we want to know, or we're not going to hire her. So it truly is personal, professional destruction, straight up all the way.
Oh, yeah.
That is the new weapon. And one more quick comment. As I was sitting there listening, you mentioned Joe Biden saying, come on, man, they're not bad folks. So is that cozying up to a totalitarian dictator like Trump allegedly cozying up to Putin by, you know, not condemning him? I mean, it never ends.
Excellent
point. Thanks for the time.
Yeah.
Thanks for the time, and keep up the good work, guys.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Rick. He makes a great point.
Yes.
Like, can you imagine if Trump said that about Russia? They're not bad folks,
China,
man.
Collusion. China collusion. Joe Biden's colluding with China.
Now, if he had merely said it, that would be one thing, right? It's not like Trump took $1.5 billion from the Russian government
or anything,
you know? But Biden did.
Yeah. And his son profited.
And how long were we told? You can tell by watching that Trump press conference with Putin that Trump was being controlled by Putin. You could tell by looking at it. I mean, Rachel Maddow flat out said, I played the audio, you can tell by looking at it. Yeah, well, the thing is, Russia has not given Trump's son $1.5 billion, but China did give Biden's son $1.5 billion.
Yeah.
And there's no interest in going, dang, he's sure acting like an agent of China. They did it to Trump with no evidence. There's plenty of evidence in Biden's case.
And, you know, Rick made another good point there, talking about radicals at any means necessary.
Uh-huh.
And look at who he just, you talked about Laura Loomer, he talked about Hope Hicks, women.
Yes.
They're willing to take down women if it advances them politically. And generally that would be a minority that Democrats would rally around and protect and try to embrace and empower. And yet they're willing to take down one of their own to advance themselves politically.
I think they deliberately target those who they feel should be the run. I mean, look who they've targeted. Jewish conservative Laura Loomer, Candace Owens, who got knocked down by Twitter but only was able to get back because she screamed about it. She has a microphone on television to yell, too. I mean, they can't. Who else? Milo Yiannopoulos was in the latest round. I mean, they cannot stand the idea of a young generation seeing a black woman, a Jewish woman, or a gay man on our side because they might think it's okay.
Yeah.
And what's really dangerous about the three of them is they are so smart and well-spoken.
Mm-hmm.
They are so good at their argument. I mean, you watch Candace Owens take on an entire congressional committee by herself and win. And they're just bleeding. I mean, it's mop up the floor when she's done. They can't have young black women seeing a strong young black woman advocate the conservative point of view because they can't win an argument.
Well, it just shows their hypocrisy because they're not about advancing women and minorities and LGBT. They're about advancing those who agree with them politically. That's all they care about. That's all they care about. So if you think that the Democrats are out for you because you're a part of one of the minority groups, you're wrong. They could care less if you have a different political outlook or
no,
don't support their
first
leftist ideas. Yeah,
they'll come for you first.
Yep.
Usually you're Brandon Straka, who the gay man who started the walkaway movement. He's got a video out now about his life was just utterly destroyed by the left. They will find you. They will make sure you're unemployed. They will wreck your business. It doesn't matter what it is. And this we didn't used to see this in this country, but now we do. And that's really scary.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Yes, and an extra long edition of the Tara Show today. If you usually wander off at 10 a.m. when I depart the building, do not. I will be here for an extra 2 hours. I'm covering for Vince. And we'll be here through noon. So keep it tuned right here on 106.3 WORD for this encore edition of the Tara Show from 10 till noon today. A 6 hour version of the show, but I can do it. I was just about to head downstairs to get some caffeine. Keep going. All right. Joseph in Greenville. Good morning, Joseph.
Hey, Tara. How you doing?
Good.
Hey, after much thought, I am all for this transgender men being in women's sports, and I'll tell you why. All they've done over the past few years is tell us how they belong in bathrooms, how they belong in our schools as teachers, how they belong in the military, how we must accept them. All of a sudden now that it affects women's sports, all of a sudden now they're not welcome. Do you remember when the NCAA women's tournament boycotted the Bilo Center 2 or 3, 4 years ago, whatever it was, because of the bathroom bill? They were forcing us to say, you must accept them for what they are. That's what they identify as, so you must accept them. So how is it different in the bathroom than it is on a basketball court or a tennis court or a track and field? How is that any different? They reap what they sow. Now they have it, and they're complaining because it affects the poor little women in the women's sports, and they're hypocrites. And I'm all for a man having every single women's record, every single women's championship in the history of the world, because that's what they wanted. And I'm all for it.
Hmm.
Think about that. They wanted it. Now they got it. Now all of a sudden, if it's good enough for the bathroom, Tara, it's good enough for the basketball court. What's the difference?
Well, now, okay. I see how you're looking at this. Okay, like, for instance, when Nikki Haley was our governor and she condemned Lee Bright's bathroom bill. That all it would have done was said private businesses can decide if they want to have gender neutral bathrooms. If they would like to have gender neutral bathrooms, they were welcome to. If they thought that was best for business. But if they did not want to do it, they would not be forced to. And that was considered an atrocity and condemned by our supposed to be Republican but never was really Governor Nikki Haley. I see where you're going. So you're right. So Nikki Haley, all right, they ought to reap what they sowed.
That's right. They wanted it, they got it, and just because all of a sudden it affects a woman's sport, now all of a sudden it's taboo. Hey, that's what you've been crying for the past 5 years. Now you have it. Live with it. I'm all for it, 100% for it.
Yeah, and it would save me a lot of money too, Joseph, because, you know, I mean, I do travel volleyball with my daughter. I mean, I could just use that money for an extra family vacation, right?
Do you see what liberals do to society? They break it up. They Boy Scouts, everything they touch, they destroy. And now women's sports, I have daughters, women's sports is now going to be tainted because of these clowns. And they everything they touch, they destroy.
Yeah. I mean, I can't argue with that. I see where you're going, Joseph. The problem is if they succeed, we're going to have to live in that world. A world in which girls just don't bother to enter sports because what's the point of killing yourself from the time you're 10, which is what it takes to get, you know, to even be able to play volleyball. You want to play volleyball in junior high, you better start at 9 or 10 and you better play year round or you're not even going to have a shot. So, I mean, just why even bother if there's going to be a boy there waiting for you at the end, a biological male? Why bother? No point. And that's what's going to end up happening long term. You're going to see it in sport after sport. You're going to see a decline in women. Once you start seeing them at the Olympics and stuff like that, these biological males, you know, winning women's sports, you're just going to see women not even bothering. I mean, who wants to go to practice, play a sport year-round, which you got to do to succeed at sports now? These kids are professionals, practically. For what? So some man can take your spot? Don't bother. Sit on the couch, eat some potato chips, get some cellulite on your thighs, and then go to work for the Malden PD, I guess. I don't know.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.